First of all, we take a full history. We start with what happened around the incident. How did it occur? Where were they coming from? And how did they get there? And then we do what we call the mental status exam. And that tells us whether someone has got a psychological problem or not. But in some cases, I'm not very sure with witchcraft. I'm not very familiar with it. I hear stories like everybody else. But what I know is sometimes people with temporal lobe epilepsy, they find themselves in places and they don't know how they got there. It's actually a problem, medical condition that is well known. It has phases. You have the pre-ictal, which is actually the seizure itself, to use a common word. And then you have what you call post-ictal, where the person can be confused. But the gold standard for this condition is that they don't remember anything that happened during the ictal phase. You know, some people have actually murdered someone, and the incident is characterized by the patient does not hide anything. They just see themselves full of blood, for instance, and they don't know how it got there.
Have there been high-profile cases that have been referred to you, Dr. Niwatiwa, and how did you deal with such cases?
Years ago, a gentleman actually left Harare and went and was found at the Wange Bridge between Bulawayo and Wange. There's a bridge there, I'm not sure what the name is. And he didn't know how he got there. He was sitting at the edge of the bridge with the feet dangling into the river. And he had no clue how he got there. He was referred to us. We did a full examination and did what we call an EEG, an electroencephalograph. And that showed that he had temporal lobe epilepsy, and they responded well to medication.